Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steel, it's every Thursday.
Y'all already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at the top of the hour, about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. The subject, you ain't my stepmama. You ain't my stepmama. We'll get into that in a little bit. But right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
The postman always rings twice.
That's a movie.
We're doing a movie.
Okay.
The postman always rings.
Hear this. Okay.
Cat dog, if you would.
It's wood.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Carlos.
This is who this?
My name Benny, man. Benny Phipps. Hey, you I wanna make sure I got the right person. You work for the post office, right?
Yeah.
Okay, do you deliver mail off of Murphy Road?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay, I live at... First of all, I wanted to make sure I had the right postman. Now, it's been brought to my attention that there's a postman that has been stopping by my house, and what I'm not understanding is why are you bringing mail to my door opposed to just putting mail in the mailboxes on the street where everybody got their mailboxes at?
What do you say? You say it again?
I live at Murphy Road.
Yeah, I deliver over there. But you say delivering packages at your house?
No, I said you've been bringing mail to my house in a post. Here's what I'm trying to tell you, Carlos. My wife is at home all day. She don't work.
Mm-hmm.
And my understanding is you've been stopping by there on more than one occasion on a daily basis. You coming by there 2-3 times, you know. But what I'm understanding, there ain't no mail being brought over there. I'm trying to figure out what are you doing at my house. Now, what really brought all this to a head, because you already know what's going on. Let me go on and let you know that, Carlos. I do know what's going on. I picked up the clothes from the cleaners this morning, and to my attention, it's a man's post office shirt in my package.
What color was it?
It's blue, light blue.
I got a blue one.
Okay, well, explain this to me. How your shirt get in my house?
Do I have my name on it? Because that could be anybody's shirt.
Okay, so hold on. What you trying to say? It's more post men stopping by my house?
Yeah, man. Sometimes, you know, we do have different guys in that neighborhood, you know, because I really
here's
don't...
my problem, man. My problem is this: is that my wife is at home all day, every day, and my understanding is that you stopping by there
First of all, dog. You can call the 1-800 number because how did you get my number, dude?
Hey, don't worry about that. I find ways. How you get my address that you stopping by there every morning? Huh?
I just deliver what they give me to deliver, and dude, I put the mail in a box, and this is a package I don't get out.
Excuse me?
I don't, dude. That wasn't me, dude. I go to the cleaners
this morning and pick up clothes, and it is a post office shirt in there that evidently belonged to a man. That's got to be. It must be yours.
That's none of mine, man. That's not mine. I have all mine over
here.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. This is what we're going to do, Carlos. Because, Carlos, see, let me tell you something. I know you're lying. See, and what you're doing is you're delivering more than mail at my house. And I know it, Carlos. You understand me? So, listen.
That's not me, dude.
Excuse me?
That's not me. It can't be me.
Hey, let me tell you something. When you come on Murphy Road tomorrow, okay, I'm going to be out there at the mailboxes waiting on you.
For what?
Because me and you going to handle this problem that we got tomorrow morning when you bring the mail. So when you bring the mail, bring your too. Okay, Carlos?
Hey, hold on. Are you threatening me?
I'm telling you, when you bring the mail, bring your too.
Dude, I didn't come at you like that. You ain't got to come at me like that. Dude.
Hey, man, you came up in my house, and I know you was
dude,
in my house.
Dude, I told you that wasn't me, man.
Post office shirt in my house.
Dude, that was not me. I don't know where you live. I don't know who the you are, but you threatening me, dude. Dude.
Hey, man, I'll see you in the morning at the mailbox. Bring your Carlos.
I'm off tomorrow, but I will come to your house with plain clothes on and whoop your
what you say?
You want to with me?
Hey, you the...
It's on. Where you Murphy Road. I will be there.
Murphy Road. Bring your because what you're not going to keep doing is running up in my house while I'm out at work trying to earn a living for my family, and you up in my house laying up, and you're leaving your clothes. I found some mace in there. I guess that's what you use when you spray on them dogs. I found that, too.
I'm going to bring some extra mace. I'm going to spray your with that mace. I'm going to knock your out.
So you, bitch, I check,
yeah,
in
I'm going to be
morning,
out
at the mailbox, Carlos.
I can't wait till tomorrow.
Excuse me?
It's a I told you. I wasn't the one, but if you want to with me, wrong for real.
Okay, cool.
I'll see you tomorrow. It's on. It's whatever. Hey, you threatening me and all that, but I tell you what, I will come over there in some plain clothes and whoop your because you're not going to make me lose my job, dog.
Okay.
That's my job. But
whatever it's got to be. I don't care if you're in the post office uniform. I don't give a damn if you're in your pajamas, Carlos. But when you come to that mailbox and I find you out there by the mailboxes, that's your man, because I know you've been in my house, Carlos.
I'm telling you, I'm there.
Okay, so be it then. So be it. I got one more thing else I want to tell you before you get there.
Tell me what? You know, I recall me.
Well, is you listening to me?
Yeah.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your coworker.
Oh, you. You. Ain't this a.
Carlos, you all right, man?
Ah, dude, I'm driving. Pull over to the side of the road. I'm hanging out the truck. I'm about to go crazy. I'm on my way to your house right now. I was on my way to your house. I just got off of work. Damn, that's I'm going to get
him. Oh, man. Hey, I got one more thing to ask you, man. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Radio Show. No doubt, all the way.
You feel good about that?
I feel great about that. I feel absolutely outstanding about
should.
This.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at Team Tommy. He should.
I love him.
Yeah.
I feel I'm wonderful
definitely
about
should.
It.
You did
what
that.
You think,
Steve? In other words, you delivered on that one. You delivered. You definitely delivered on that.
He brought it, Jay. He brought it.
I'm there.
Signed, sealed, delivered. Yes.
I'm there.
Bring your behind to the mailbox, partner.
Yeah, like I say, I mean, how many times in a prank phone call do you hear him get threatened?
Yes.
And you don't think that somebody ain't going to carry one of these threats out.
Five times a week.
Hey, but he was cool because it wasn't him.
But then.
But I'm coming by there and playing clothes because you can't. I ain't gonna let you mess up my job, man.
I'm there.
I'm there. You know what? I am there Memorial Day weekend, Orlando, Florida, at the Improv. Friday and Saturday, Memorial Day weekend in Orlando, Florida, at the Improv. June 25th through the 27th, Improv, Tampa, Florida, coming your way. I'm making a little Florida run. How about that, all right? So Memorial Day weekend, Orlando, Florida, at the Improv. And then June 25th through the 27th, Tampa, Florida, the Improv. The nephew is back. Yeah. I'll never take off that long again, ever.
Well, it wasn't like it was your decision.
I didn't have a choice.
Yeah, so it is what it is.
And the plot thickens on Friday nights if you want to catch me on Ready to Love on the OWN Network. The plot gets thicker and thicker.
I knew your boy was going
to
be gone.
The new award-winning Ready to Love. Right.
Well, I haven't won an award yet. Nominated.
Did you tell Jay that you're nominated for an MTV TV award?
I didn't tell you, Jay. I show got nominated.
I had no idea. Congratulations, man.
Thank you, sir.
Congratulations. It's yours. Thank you, man. Consider it yours.
You claim it, huh?
Just go get it now. Leave now and go get it. Yeah. Get off early and just go get your award. That's what you need to do.
Pick up 06.
Claim it, Jay.
Careful. Watch your face if you don't win. I've been in that spot a lot of times. Watch your face if you don't win.
Oh, yeah, Steve. Yeah. All right.
You ain't had to worry about that. You win.
Thank you, nephew. Coming up, you ain't my stepmama. We'll get into the strawberry letter right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro. That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steel, it's every Thursday. Podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.